You know, deal or no deal. Deal or no deal. Either you give him the sin and the guilt, or you don't give him any of it. Some of you've given him the sin, but you've never given him the guilt. The recognition that you should be punished, the recognition that you were at fault, the recognition that you did things bad. You gave him the sin, but you never gave him the guilt. So there could be no condemnation. Until you give him the guilt, there's going to be condemnation. Where's the scripture? I'm going to look over here. Where's the scripture about that he forgets it? Oh, look at this. Psalms 103:10. He has not done to us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are above the earth, so is his mercy mighty over those who fear him. Do you know what? If you don't give him your guilt tonight, you don't fear him. If you don't fear him, you'll have no wisdom. No wonder your lives are a mess. Because when you hang on to your guilt, you don't have the fear of the Lord, and you don't have the wisdom from God to deal with everyday life. How many want to get the wisdom of God? How many want to have a reverent fear of the Lord? Do you understand that if you hang on to your guilt after hearing this tonight, you have no fear of the Lord? So if you can't let go of it, you need to begin to pray for the fear of the Lord. The reverent fear. Look, God's not kidding about this. He paid a tremendous price for this, and he paid it so you don't have to. And you know, if you went somewhere, this is a really low skill example. If I was in a store and my child, I bought him, let's say I got him a, you know, I got him a candy bar, really low skill. I got him a candy bar, okay? And I go through the checkout line and I pay for the candy bar and I go, hey, I paid for their candy bar, all right? And as I walk on and I walk out the door, my kid comes through the register and they say, no, no, you've got to pay for that. Well, my mom paid for it. I don't care. You've got to pay for it. Do you get it? Jesus paid for it, guys. Daddy paid for it. Our heavenly husband-to-be paid for it. Our awesome father paid for it, okay? He came before we were even born. He paid for it. He went through the checkout line, and he said, this is paid for everyone who calls on my name. Then you come along through the line, and Satan says, hey, pay up, pay up. And he intimidates you, and he condemns you, and he tells you you owe him. You just got to say, hey, Jesus paid for this for me. Now get out of the way. Do you get that? Is that helping anybody? Is that helping anybody? Some of you maybe didn't have it really clear. Doesn't that make sense? Next time the devil says in your brain to you or somebody says to you, I just can't believe you did that. That's just horrible. You just deserve, you know, you just deserve to have nothing. You just say, you know what? Jesus already paid for it. How many of you would buy your kid the candy bar? Well, God's so much greater of a father that he bought our sins. He paid for it. Should it have to be paid for again? Should you have to pay for your sin again? You believe it? He paid for it. It's over. He paid for it. It's kind of like this. The transition happens when you repent. When you sincerely repent, you need to hear ching, ching, paid for. I know they don't have registers like that anymore. Paid for, purchased at Calvary. Every time you repent of something now, you need to see paid for. You know what? When it's paid for, the devil can't stay there trying to collect. He can't stay in your mind trying to collect. Hey, you owe me. Excuse me. Ugly, it was paid for by Jesus. Remember him? Look what he says. 10. He has not done to us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are above the earth, so is his mercy mighty over those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As the pity of a father over his sons, so Jehovah pities, and his pity is compassion, those who fear him. For he knows how we are made, remembering that we are dust. Wow. Why does he do this for us? Because he knows how we're made. He knew when Satan got in and got control, and we were led by our flesh because we couldn't be led by the Spirit, that we're dust. We're hopeless. It's going to be bad. And so Jesus Christ came and paid. He paid to set us free from sin. But you know what else he did? He came so that he could come into our hearts and keep us from sin. To make a way that we would be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Do you get it? If there's areas where you're being led by the flesh, you need to say, no. God, I want to be led by your Spirit. God doesn't take every good thing from you. He gives good things. He just gives it in a way that it doesn't hurt you. He'll let you eat some candy sometimes. He just won't let you get gratification from filling your body up with stuff that's not going to help it. He lets you have awesome things. He's the one that made everything that's pleasurable, pleasurable. The devil's perverted it. He's just going to make it so you don't feel sick from eating too much. He's going to make it so you still feel younger longer because you like going for walks. He's going to make it where you don't. He's just going to make it so you feel good. He's going to keep you away from having to go to doctors and medicines and all this kind of stuff because you're letting your flesh be in charge. You're not letting God deal with those things and surrendering those things, and it's opening the way for the enemy to attack. Romans 3:24. I could go up to 20. Go up to 19. You know, if you look at this over and over, the fear of the Lord is something we really need. All right, we really need. Get the tapes on the fear of the Lord. It's a reverent understanding that if it wasn't for God, the devil will destroy us. The fear of the Lord is understanding that if it wasn't for God, there'd be no mercy for us. If it wasn't for God, Satan would destroy us, leading us by our flesh. Satan destroys you when you live for your flesh, when you live for what feels good right now, when you live for what seems popular, when you live for what looks good, tastes good, when you live for your flesh, you get demons. And they're out to destroy you. Their desire is to take you to hell, but they're going to make your life miserable in the whole process. Okay? And Jesus Christ came to pay for all that, to wipe away the guilt, give you a brand new start, and then give you his Spirit, God himself living inside of you, so that you could now be led by the Spirit of God in every area of your life. Completely changed, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Totally led by the Spirit. We need to get rid of this back and forth stuff and begin to be led by the Spirit. I'm going to start with Romans 3, verse 7. For if in my lie the truth of God abounded to his glory, why am I yet judged as a sinner? And not as we were wrongly accused, as some report us to say. Let us do bad things. Now listen, let us do bad things so that good things may come. The judgment of whom is just. What then? Do we excel? Not at all. For we have changed both Jews and Greeks before all with being under sin. According to it has been written, there is not a righteous one, not even one. There is not one understanding. There is not one seeking God. All turned away. They became worthless together. Not one is doing goodness, not so much as one. All this is coming from the Psalms. Their throat is a tomb being opened. They use deceit with their tongues. The poison is under their lips. whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their way, and they did not know a way of peace. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Folks, we need the fear of the Lord. People who just do whatever they want, run any way they want, say whatever they want, live however they want, break the law, disrespectful. There's no fear of the Lord. We need to begin to pray for the fear of the Lord in our own hearts, in the hearts of our families, in the hearts of our city, in the heart of our nation. I am praying the fear of the Lord over this political campaign that's going on right now. Whoa. The fear of the Lord would come on. The fear of the Lord, the revelation of God Almighty Himself. This is a Christian nation, okay? It's under one God, and that God is Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. That is the God. And the name above all names is Jesus Christ, not a Jesus Christ who was a brother to Lucifer. That is false doctrine that disqualifies anyone believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Creator, not the creation. So it doesn't matter if you put the name Jesus Christ on your church, if you don't believe He's the Jesus of the Bible, to which the Bible says, add nothing to this, or the curses in this word are going to come on you. I'm just believing those curses are going to begin coming on people. Because God is saying He is looking for righteousness and holiness. And this is a Christian nation. Say it. It's okay. This nation is a Christian nation. Once God chose this land to begin to have a people who were free to worship. We've given up all of our rights that God gave us because of corruption. The Christians are the most silenced group in America. I mean, I can't even tell you supposedly who I'm voting for. But television people who have audiences in the millions can tell you anything they want. Is that ridiculous? That's not freedom of speech. That wasn't God's intention. That's corrupt. And we break the power of corruption. And if there is anyone who believes in the Word of God running, especially if it's really the Word of God they believe in, and it's without question that they are the ones who believe in the Word of God, and they even live it, and they don't talk nasty about other people, if they're a true Christian, and they believe the Word of God, so they wouldn't be for abortion, they wouldn't be for same-sex marriages. There's no such thing. They can call it what they want. There's no such thing. It's reprobate. Bible says so. They would want to take care of the poor. They'd have to have all these things really going for them. And they would have no problem knowing who Jesus Christ really is. And they would know that it was part of every part of their life. Now, someone like that, you ought to ask God if you should vote for. I'm not going to twist the Word of God to say the opposite of what it says. And I don't have to, because He's a loving God, because He's a mighty God. And He can make anybody president that He wants to. God can do anything He wants. He's God. I think He likes doing stuff that everybody says He can't do. I think He likes doing stuff that Christians think He can't do. I think it's pretty cool how big He is. And I'm just going to come in agreement with Him and pray. And I believe He's big enough to let everybody else know who He knows. Just know God. I want somebody who hears God making decisions for our nation, because it'll keep the judgment of God from destroying everything that everyone else is afraid of losing. Isn't that hilarious? Talk about corruption. The people who are so afraid of a true Christian running the nation are the exact people who are going to lose the most if God doesn't bless this nation with a Christian leader. Finances are going to go to ruin. There's going to be so much destruction. There's going to be so much violence. There's going to be so many things released on this earth when God chooses to destroy, or not to, well, to judge America. And when God puts a Christian leader in position, he is actually declaring, I'm not judging your nation yet. So the very thing, talk about corrupt, the very things you're so afraid of losing will be lost if they get their way. Is that hilarious? The wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. But I'm just praying because I want to see a powerful harvest in this nation. And I want to see the church matured to show the love of God. God is not against anyone. He died for the sins of everyone. He took the guilt for everyone. And he paid for it in full. And you don't have to keep running. You don't have to keep making up politically correct things to try to cover up your guilt.